David?
Yes, Chad?
The singer.
Yes, Chad. It's David Bowie. Yes.
I mean, you can pick a lot of hair for David Bowie.
Or red, quite a bit.
Yes, that's correct. If Tim Walz resigned, and I want you to text me, if Tim Walz resigned, and I don't think he's going to do it, but if Tim Walz resigned, would Donald Trump say, good, we're going to pull back Operation Metro Search? If even Tim Walz volunteered, calls the White House, well, gets his cell phone. I want you to have Trump's cell phone by tomorrow. It appears everybody but the two of us have his cell phone. Like, people just call him all the time.
And he picks up.
And he picks up all the time. I want us to have Trump on occasionally. Maybe come on. Don't, you know, we criticize you a lot, but come on. We'll give you the floor. If Tim Walz volunteers and says, I will go, you will get me out. But as a trade, all the ICE and Border Patrol have to leave. Would Donald Trump do that?
No.
No chance in hell.
No. I think Tim Walz could record the phone conversation, play it back for media everywhere, and it wouldn't matter. No, I think he's got it out for the state at this point. It's a statement against fraud, against people that are not white, against the Somalis. I mean, we heard how he spoke about the Somali people.
He hasn't
people.
Slowed down. He said it
exactly.
Last week. All
lazy,
of them.
Good
all
for
of
nothing,
them need to go.
Don't do anything, wish they weren't here.
Insulting racist.
Yes. No, I think he's taking great delight in what he's seeing in Minnesota.
Yeah, his comeback is too, guess what, Peggy Flanagan would then step in. What if it was, I don't know how many states still have this left, where you have like separate elections for governor and lieutenant governor. Let's say it was Lisa Daymuth, Speaker of the House. Lisa Daymuth takes over as governor. Does Trump leave the state then?
It's a very different ballgame. Leave the state? No. Dramatic pullback without actually telling us? Yes.
I'd say this. I'd say they might even send more for a shorter period of time. Feeling like now that they get the state cooperating, that they could do more. How many people are like Joe, and we like the spirited debate with Joe, calls a lot, where Joe's willing to say for a month, that's what he said, for a month, non-white individuals just have to accept that anywhere they go, they may be questioned and have to automatically provide their ID. I find it disgusting and not the America that we should believe in. I'm not leaving. I'm not threatening. I'm not going anywhere. I love it, the country. I hate this. What percentage of people do you think, Dave, would say, yeah, us white folks, we're good. We don't have to do it. But other people, brown, black, without any probable cause, authorities are allowed to ask them if they have their ID to prove that they are residents of the United States of America.
I don't know what the percentage is, but I know it's higher than I wish it would be.
It's probably at a vile number.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And as Joe was talking, you know, he mentioned a month, just kind of throwing out there, but I think the point was until this is over, until this is blown over, we're past this. Well,
when's that?
Exactly.
Who decides that?
Who's the decision maker of we're past this? Are we 3 years down the road? And, well, you know, I mean, we've been doing it this long.
If you donated to Officer Ross, you believe in him, whatever. But the GoFundMe included, as it did until it was deleted, comment about Jacob Fry, and then parenthetically it says, who is Jewish? A lot of prominent people in this town were promoting that GoFundMe page, including Liz Collin. She's many things. She's highly intelligent. Promoting it when it says Mayor Jacob Fry, parenthetically, who is Jewish? First of all, that's as anti-Semitic as it gets. Show me some backbone and take your money out. You want to support him. There's got to be a better way to support him than a group that was just going after the mayor because, oh, no, he's Jewish. You don't have enough scruples yourself to not give money to an organization like that. And I know some didn't read all of it. But if you're a prominent person, you're promoting it, the chances are high you saw that, correct?
I would think so.
And it's on you, by the way, to see it too. All right. Jason DeRussia. If he's not on CNN, he'll join us next.